Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Oh, my God. It is... What fucking month? Oh, yeah, extra nail.
Extra nail month.
I thought it was August already. I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, not quite yet.
Okay.
We'll get there.
We almost there. It is extra nail month here in the month of July. And I guess it's only the second fucking week. It feels like it's been the whole month already, goddamn. I feel like I've been.
Yeah, actually, it does feel longer, but yeah, it's only the second week.
Yeah, like July just started, man, basically, like last week ago. So, but here we are on The Last Drop. Man, Fuego dropped these new design bottles. I posted a photo of that shit. The Blanco and the Repo. I got the opportunity to try some of those. They were so fucking good yesterday. Torrente was really good, too. I had some really fucking good high proofs. That Torrente one, dude, was, like, really fucking solid. But as me and Cody have stated before, never had a bad high proof, so...
Yeah.
I know I've had some people tell me you can make a bad high proof. I was like, well, I've yet to taste that motherfucker, so...
Yep, and let's hope that tradition continues.
I think most high proofs, even if it's like weaker than the one we really love, or whatever, it would still easily get like a 3. I would think at the most, like at the lowest of ratings, whatever. Because it's like I don't really know how you could fuck it up. To be honest, they're so delicious. They really are.
I've tried, it's been fucking good.
They really are like just the perfect just amalgamation.
Yeah. Like it's fucking like the ideal of tequila.
Which is crazy because when we first started doing that, I remember we were talking about that G4 high proof and how we just wouldn't let people jump into that. Now I'm just like, yo, go all in or not.
Yeah, I kind of changed my stance to that too because that's where it's at. Because once you try those, everything else is going to be a waste of time as far as like Blanco wise.
And G4, I thought G4 did it right on that. I'll give them some credit here. If you don't want to try that silver label, they made that Madeira one. Less proof and it's fucking flavorful as hell, whatever and shit. So it's not as high on the alcohol level as the silver label. So still a high proof, but just not as potent as the silver label though. So they did that really well. I was trying to think of any extra añejos I've had here recently, whatever. But shout out to Blue Wine and Spirits. This glass, if I was staring at this fucking glass they gave me, it's fucking nice. Dude. Like
it's cool, still glass.
Getting like drunk that. Off that shit right there. Shout out to M77, Eric, whatever, for the bottles here, whatever. So I finally got that Reposado. But we're not here to talk about Blancos and Repos. We're here to talk about or Cody's favorite, añejos.
It's cringe every time I hear that phrase, or word, rather.
Cody sees an añejo, he starts hollering and shit.
Or got in hives.
Start having PTSD and shit. He starts shaking. I haven't seen this movie, whatever. I saw the clip or a trailer of it. I think it's Obsession, where the girl is standing up at the restaurant. And she just keeps going, no. I think that's Cody. Every time somebody offers him an añejo now, he just goes, no.
Exactly.
No. He tells his girlfriend, we were having such a good time, and you just fucked it up. No. Motherfucker starts sleeping in corners and shit now, staring at her and shit. Just. Look at her like, how dare she fucking offer me a fucking añejo? Like, motherfucker start sleeping on the chair with the lights out and shit. And for some reason, I don't know why.
Parody. Call that shit añejo.
For some reason, Cody sits in his chair in the living room with his fucking headphones on playing Seal, Kiss from a Rose or something. I don't know why. He's playing it as he stares at her.
Hey, that's one of my favorite songs.
It's the best Batman song ever made. So.
It is. No bullshit. It is.
It don't have a goddamn thing to do
with it. It's a great fucking Batman song.
You know, all those great Batman songs don't got a fucking thing to do with
it. Nope.
Cause I love that. Was that U2? Hold Me.
Yeah, Hold Me, yep.
I love that fucking song. But I love the end. I'll never get the fucking track right because they changed the song.
Smashing Pumpkins,
man. I love those songs, but Kiss from a Rose, yeah, that is a class. I saw a clip of it this morning. I had to blast that shit while I was brushing my teeth.
Come on, man.
I could tell you want to kiss from a rose. And then you gotta watch the music video, people. It's even funnier because you just see random clips of Batman and Robin in the background. Just like, what is this?
This motherfucker on the rooftop, wind blowing.
looking like Black Zero should have been there. Tio Choco?
I was about to say. Yeah.
They should have just slowed his hip thrust down or whatever. He just slows it down. Yeah. Oh, but people, it is Cody's week here on the last drop. And Cody, we are sipping some extra Añejo. What are we sipping on? I have an idea. Man.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah, it's Mandala, right? Extra Añejo.
Yes, of course. Talked so much about it last week, I couldn't resist.
Couldn't resist. You spent that money on that, didn't you, dog?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We have something extra special here today.
Check
it off the list. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and the time has finally arrived, my friend.
Can I bombard you and join in on that then?
Please do. Let's get in on that action too. Today we are sipping on and reviewing Tres Cuatro y Cinco
synthetic cork.
Finally, long time coming. Picked this up this morning actually at K&M. It was $3.25 before tax, with tax like $3.60 basically, give or take.
Yeah, mine was $300. I don't remember how it was with tax. It probably came out to like with the K&L price, so $325, $330.
And I am very aware of the price, how expensive this is, but you have to take into account everything that goes into this. First, let's just start off with the presentation. This fucking case is amazing. This is gorgeous.
I think the bottle design, I love the design itself, like the long stem and shit like
that. Oh, yeah, I was going to get into that. The etched in on the side of Tres Cuatro y Cinco.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous presentation.
Beautiful as fuck.
Yeah, hard plastic covering right here.
That shit protected, dog. This keeps this shit protected right here. It was funny because I watched a video of these guys do like a blind taste on a bunch of like four different extra añejos, and they had to rank them. And they kept getting the Tres Cuatro y Cinco confused with the Tears of Llorona. It was like, I think this one is Tears of Llorona. I think this is it. And like they flip flopped it or whatever. Like Tears.
I kind of get, well, I haven't tried this yet, but I kind of see why. It's very similar to Tears of Llorona in that it's three separate tequilas blended together. Yes. Only difference is this is just all these tequilas are aged in French oak barrels, whereas Tears of Llorona aged in three separate barrels, different types of those spirits. But yeah, the bottle design, dude, one of the best on the market. This is fucking gorgeous. Stellar. Mm-hmm. That long stem, that heart, this glass is gorgeous. This at the top, the cap, too. Look at that, dude. It's almost like I just noticed that. It's like a marble.
Yeah, it's marble, yeah.
Right there.
You know what it looks like? You remember gorgeous. In a Jurassic Park?
Yes, like the amber.
It actually does. So I was like staring at it. I was like, I want to take that cork out when I'm done with this bottle and like use that fucking cap for something.
And dude, I don't know how they do this. I think all the liquid is obviously the same color, but in the bottle it appears like this gradient kind of thing going on.
It looks like three different colors, like the three barrels that was aged in or whatever. And shit,
this is like one of the most gorgeous looking like liquid I've seen in a bottle.
Even in the glass, look how beautiful that color
is. It almost looks like a sunset almost. Mm-hmm.
And it's from my favorite, one of my newer favorite distilleries, Fuente Seca. I love that distillery. Their extra añejos are just fucking high quality. And some people say their extra añejos comes off like fine cognacs or whatever, like their luxury pours.
Come in 87 proof, 43.5% alcohol.
Yes.
And I'm ready to get into this.
So they call Tres Cuatro y Cinco, which I reviewed last year. I think it was my number two or three, if you will, or whatever, on my best of list. They call this a luxury pour, and it looks like luxury. So,
yeah.
Honestly, it looks like I need to put that shit right back in the box before I break it.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
It really is that top shelfer that you'd be like, "Don't touch it."
Yeah, don't touch that shit.
Don't break it. Imagine you came home and you saw that shit broken on the floor.
Oh man, I would lose my shit.
Yeah, I think turn into a hole. Start twitching and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of those where you just turn right back around, leave out the house, don't say shit.
Yeah, this in the glass, so this looks like a bourbon, pretty much.
That's why they call it
got those red gold highlights.
That's why they say it looks like a fine cognac.
Just that's exactly what it looks like. Looks delicious. I'm getting to the nose here. Whoa,
man, that Mexican chocolate.
Yeah, Mexican chocolate. I'm getting a lot of bell pepper, cinnamon.
Like fig bar.
Vanilla, caramel.
And like the so like
clove,
the agave too, which I found out is caramelized, by the way, too. So it's like a caramelized agave or whatever. So
I'm getting a lot of black pepper. I wasn't expecting that much black pepper. I got a lot of that.
Black pepper, bell peppers, Mexican chocolate for me. You get like a little bit of figs in there. But it comes
a little
off
bit of that oceanic character, get a little salinity.
It's super rich though. It has richness all over it. It has too rich for my blood kind of richness.
You get a little slight bit of that alcohol character, which I like. It's not overpowering. You get a little bit of that bite.
It blends in well with the other fruit notes and shit like that. So, yeah.
Yep. Sweet. That's sweet. Yeah, like you said, that caramel has got a very sweet agave.
So before I sip this, when I go off of memory, because I had this, man, every event I've gone to, I've went straight for this bottle. I'm always shocked. It's never empty. Like, people don't go for it as much or whatever. But I remember it like coated the mouth so well. It's got like this velvety feel too as well. So it's very dense and rich at the same time. So I'm going to go ahead and sip this.
Ready to go in, yeah.
God damn, that tastes like luxury.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
That fucking mouthfeel, that is so silky.
You see how it coats the mouth?
That is crazy. Dude. It's almost like it almost goes down like a cream. It sounds weird, but it sounds like it's almost like a creaminess. It has very silky. Wow,
it's like got layers of coating though too.
Man, and you know, it's actually I wouldn't even get this in the nose. There's a lot of cherry in here.
Oh yeah.
A lot of dark cherry.
Even butterscotch too. Mm-hmm. There's like more butterscotch on that palate as well too.
Yeah, cinnamon, vanilla. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, caramel. Get the vanilla and cinnamon for sure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of. Like a lot of dark cocoa in there too, ooh, as well.
Yeah, the clove. Yep, it's coming through now. Mm. Probably a little bit of nutmeg.
Yeah. Nutmeg. I see the nutmeg because I was thinking more of like figs, but nutmeg too as well. They in that same category and shit like that. So yeah.
And it's like a touch, like a burnt ashy, maybe from the barrel,
like a little bit of tobacco, like a bit of
charry kind of. Yeah,
charry.
Really tobacco, but
yeah,
like
char. Yeah, it's like a charredness or whatever and stuff. Yeah.
You got raisins.
Oh man, how about that finish? How it lingers though, too. Yeah. Oh, and the almost thing about like that finish,
oh man, it lingers
perfection too, man.
Dude, finish is like straight cocoa.
Yeah,
like almost like a milky chocolate almost.
Mm-hmm. But there's also too like a little bit of zest too as well, like a hint of
a little
zest,
bit, like, a little bit,
a little
yeah,
hint of zest,
yeah, 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 slight. Like a hint.
I like how the finish though does that fading with the oak and the cocoa that you just brought or whatever. Like
you
that.
Still get that spice linger in the palate.
Yeah,
too.
Like but it has like this. This very subtle, long lingering where you just like, ooh.
Man. Dude, this is, ooh. Dude, that mouthfeel is so, dude, that mouthfeel makes this for me.
Yeah.
That texture is insane. I don't know how they achieve that.
It coats the mouth in like three layers.
Like you said, luxurious. That's exactly what that is.
It tastes like you shopped at Louis Vuitton.
And
right?
It's just like like the vessel that just carries a palate from the beginning to the middle to the end of the taste, the whole tasting experience.
I wish I had a tears on me right now. I'd love to do these.
Yeah, dude, this would be fantastic side by side. I would love to do that. We should do that one day.
Yeah, we have to because I was damn near when I first tried. I was like, I might like this more than tears because like
you said, it had tears, but I don't know.
I had it back in when I was in Arizona at that festival I went to. Whatever,
man, dude, this is killer.
They kind of do similar things. I think this one just has a little bit more. Layered on it though, like just a little, like a tad bit. Like I could go back and forth.
I'm almost getting like a little bit of a tropical fruit now going on. Thing in the middle.
Are cherries considered
almost
tropical?
Like a papaya. Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, like they grow.
And beyond that, like on like papaya almost note there too, which is I was not expecting that.
I can see where you get that. Actually, I could see that. Yeah. It kind of like is like covered up by that chocolate and that cocoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the chocolate, cocoa and the vanilla.
But like if you let that sink through whatever a little bit more.
My God, dude.
My favorite part of this though is those layers on that palate, dude. That is just. Yeah.
It's like a cake.
Yeah.
It's not like a layer cake.
Like the three-layer cake? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just
that's
like
what
that,
reminds me of.
Like that shit in the middle.
Yeah.
Or what's those like those cookies and cream cake where it's got the frosting
and
shit.
And don't get me wrong, this is not really, like a dinner or even afternoon, but it's not really dessert. Like a dessert fucking tequila or dessert pour.
Although I would drink this with some beignets. Some really
Hell yeah. Like hell yeah, I would do that. Beignets. Fuck yeah, I'll do that.
You're right, because I wouldn't do this with desserts. But no, for some reason, beignets stick out to me on this. I don't know why.
It's dessert, but it's not really not too rich. You get like the chocolate inside, but you get that bready character.
It's not a dessert too, like you just fucking go to the store and buy. Like,
I think it'd be a better contrast.
Yeah, beignets in California are not like a dessert you can buy at the store and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You got to go to like a really well-fine restaurant or like a Disneyland or some shit to get that.
Man, I was worried with this price tag. I was like, okay, I get it. Rare tequila.
Is that why you were putting on hold for a while?
A little bit. Yeah. A little hesitant. You know, that's a hefty price tag. $360 for this bottle. That's not cheap. Let's not get it twisted. That shit ain't cheap. That's a pricey ass bottle. But man, if you're gonna do like one of these a year, maybe twice a year, I don't really mind that so much. And this, I'm so glad this was the one.
Which, by the way, you can get it cheaper. K&L for some reason just turned into total wine.
Yeah, you can find it for $2.99 out there. I just did it for being insane.
You used to be able to find it for $2.50.
Yeah.
So you just got to pull the trigger.
$2.50
is a fucking steal, to be honest. Yeah.
Man, I have zero complaints with this one, my friend.
I knew you'd like it.
This is up there.
It was phenomenal.
This is definitely up there. We'll probably be hearing about this later this year. I can tell you that right now. This is a phenomenal fucking pour. Top to bottom presentation.
No regrets.
Again, the palate's fire, the aroma, the middle, and the finish. My favorite part about this, though, man, is that silky fucking mouthfeel, man. That makes this whole thing work to perfection. My
I like that cake analogy, the three layers.
The three-layer cake, yeah.
Kind of like the frosting, the ice cream, and the chocolate cake, whatever, in the middle. I like that three-layer because it definitely is.
Man.
That's why it's called Tres Cuatro y Cinco. You getting them three layers.
Dude, this is such a well-made and extra nail.
That finish, too, though, I will say, as much as I love that palette of it, that finish is so underrated of how well it does it.
It really is,
dude. It does it to perfection, dude, because, you don't really feel it as we're talking or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it has this really perfect linger. It's like perfection on the linger, man. It's like
really, you know, sometimes with like finishes too on like a añejo, sometimes you get like that off kind of flavor kind of thing.
Bitter
kind
of,
bitter. Yeah, you're not getting that here.
No,
not getting it here at all. No.
Also, too, what it does really well, we didn't speak about this. It really flows perfectly from palate to finish and how it all blends in together.
It really is, dude. It is so expertly crafted.
Which is crazy because you're getting different notes on the palate and finish, but somehow they blend together on that final sip.
That chocolate and cocoa in here, that's so good.
It's the best chocolate and cocoa collaboration drink, right? Like it does chocolate and cocoa better than any other pour you've had, huh?
Dude, that is so good. Yeah. And where it opens up too, it starts to shine more. That chocolate cocoa note.
That brightness comes through on it or whatever with that little bit of I love that even the subtle tasting notes on it, though, like stick out still. Like that zest to flavor and whatever. So like a little bit of the fig or the nutmeg, like you said. It's like all subtle, but it's still there. And you kind of just get a mashup of all that stuff together. And it just blends so well. They just, as you said, they just crafted this to perfection. I know Fuentesecca is very expensive, but it is a luxury brand or whatever and stuff. But like, I do highly recommend you check out some of their extra añejo 5-year-old, 7-year-old, those, whatever and stuff like that. Because I got to tell you, it is really well crafted how they do theirs. And the more I sip on that 5-year-old, dude, I think that one goes for $200. That bottle, man, that should be your next year grab, though. That Fuentesecca 5-year. Yeah,
because this is my first, I think my first foray in Fuentesecca, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I definitely got to pay more attention.
We never reviewed it on this show. I know we brought it up years ago, whatever, like, oh, look at this brand or whatever stuff. We never really brought a bottle. Right. The closest we've done was me this year talking about the 5 and 7-year-old, but I didn't have the actual bottles here. But it is probably my next bottle I want to buy because, as I was telling Cody, I really like that 5-year-old over the 7-year-old. I was like, man, so that 5-year-old kind of reminds me of like a light version of this. And I don't mean light like in taste. I mean like it doesn't have the layers this one does. But goddamn, man, what it does it so well. And I could sip that shit all fucking day.
Man, this is the thing too, because this is actually this goes down very while it's a sipper, it goes down pretty fucking easy.
It's like candy. It's
dangerous. Yeah. This is an easy last drop. This is probably one of the easiest last drops I'll probably ever give on this show.
Best extra nail you ever had.
It's up there with tears for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's almost neck and neck with tears.
Yeah.
I got. It's been a while since I've had tears. I got to try it again to get like the final verdict. That's why I said we should do like a side by side one of these days.
Yeah,
we
do. I'm telling you, when I was watching some people do it blind or whatever, they kept getting these two mixed up.
I can see why.
Oh, easily, because I remember tears a little bit because I can see had why. It back in like April when I was in the thing, and yeah, it does do with this one. I think I give this one the slight nod. But, like, I feel like it's depending on the day of which one I wanted to try more or whatever. Like, right. I could probably – it's like the Weller antique and foolproof thing. I might like the antique one day, but the next day I might like the foolproof whatever and shit. So I feel like this and tears would be in that same thing. Like, oh, this is better because of this. But then if I go back to the tears another day or whatever, I'd be like,
damn,
the tears just does it really well.
Man, this is world-class shit, man. World-class.
No regrets, right?
No, zero.
Yeah, it's worth zero. every very penny. Happy. Worth every fucking penny. This probably easily would have been my number one that year if that G4 extra Neho didn't come out.
Because
this was like really fucking quality shit right here.
Yeah, I'm hiding this shit after the show is done. I'm saving this bad boy. Fuck
you. You gonna put it behind that goddamn battery behind him.
Yep.
That fucking printer behind it. You go printer. Right there. He sees it knocked over. The cats are drinking out of it and shit. No!
God damn, no! I lose. That'd be the day I cry my ass off.
He starts saying, get out. Motherfucker starts looking.
Could you?
That motherfucker starts looking into voodoo magic and shit like that. Whatever. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, Cody starts believing in God.
That shit turned me religious.
He starts looking like Eddie Brock from Spider-Man 3. He goes to that church and shit. God, just kill that cat, please. It's like, oh shit. But what do you say? He's like, I come to you as a humble man, Cody Williams. I just need you to do me one thing. I just need you to kill that. You know, I tell you, as much movie jokes you can make out of that movie, that's some really dark shit to go into a church and say some shit like
that. That is super fucking dark. That's darker, like the ultimate form of petty too. It's like, yeah,
it really is.
That Peter Parker motherfucker, I don't like him.
Because that Peter Parker really didn't do that much bad shit to Eddie Brock in that movie for him to justify that. Really.
That dude was a creep. He wasn't even with Gwen. Yeah. He was like,
no.
I was like, bro, y'all not even a thing. Why are you mad about that? And then he busts your ass for doing some illegal shit.
This motherfucker's in a church. I don't know what happened to his clothes. He started dressing like shit too. Whatever. He's just like he's like a cleaned up Abercrombie and Finch model. He's like, I need you to kill this motherfucker. It's like, oh,
like, damn, all right. I guess.
And you know what, Cody? God answered.
Yeah, he did.
Motherfucker, symbiote came down.
Yep.
Somebody listening to this going like, you know, that was the devil. Now, what was the devil doing in God's house that day? Was that motherfucker there to fuck with people? Like, so
devil work.
See, that's God's problem. He's too easy to be forgiven and shit. He let that motherfucker up in his house or whatever, shit like that. He's just been like, nah, you can't come in here, dog. We know how you get down.
Yeah, and he didn't have the foresight to know that was going to actually eventually lead to Eddie's death. Bones.
You know, the devil was sitting back like, all right, well, next on to the next one. Then.
Oh, hey, what's up, Eddie? Yeah, it's going to be here.
He's like, man, I was just fucking with you. I knew you had no chance, dude. Even with this, he's like, but we all found it funny or whatever and shit like that. You know, we thought it'd be hilarious and shit. He's like, why you think I'm down here? He's like, I pray. He's like, dude, you wish for God to murder another human being, dude. Like
what the fuck you think?
What the fuck you think you here for? Like, not only did you wish for his death, or whatever, you wished it in his house. Like, you went to his house. That's like me going to Cody's house talking about, man, God, just kill Cody right now, please. Murder that motherfucker right here and here in his house or whatever and shit like that. It's like, you can't do that. It don't work that way. Where's that movie at? Eddie in Hell.
The real Spider-Man 4.
Turn into some boondock shit, whatever, where the devil just lets him out, whatever. He's like, oh, I can't take your shit no more. Stinking. You gotta go. He's like, your level of hatred is just like, see, that's why I love that episode of Boondock, because that level of petty, I only could dream about things like that. I was like, oh, Cody, he was so petty. Even the devil said, nah, dude, your petty is.
Get the fuck out. Go back to Earth.
Your petty's so strong, dude. I'm gonna give you a second chance at life, dude. It's like, damn. I was like, yo. I looked up to that man. I was just like, yo, that's some.
Stink meter.
That episode is fucking hilarious, people, by the way, because Uncle Ruckus racist ass comes in there with a book talking about read. He's like, there's other ways to get a Negro demon out of you. He said, we start beating his ass. Just get whatever you can on it. Just beat his ass. I think it was Huey. He was like, this is like I forgot what he said. He's like, this is more like a beating than an exorcism. And Uncle Ruckus said, there's very little difference. Which, to be fair, I mean, Cody, if someone got possessed in your family, you was in the household, you'd probably beat his ass or something, right? You'd be like, hey, you gotta get the fuck out.
That'd be my first thing, yeah. That'd be my go-to.
Fuck else would you do? I mean, yep. if you can't leave the house.
Natural human instinct. Seemed like a sensible reaction to me.
See that, or you drinking Tres Quattro a single until that motherfucker kills you, so, you know.
Yeah. Which would be the worst option, but you know.
I feel like Tres Quattro a single could just solve every horror movie problem. You know, you just drink that.
Most of them, at least.
The non-dumb ones, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess they all pretty fucking stupid, though. So, I mean, you know, they all, you really got to, what's it called?
Upper echelon of stupidity.
Suspend your disbelief. Mm-hmm. The only one I've never been able to suspend was that fucking Insidious one where the motherfucker just started astral projection and they taught him you'd be trained to do that shit. I was just like, what? It's like, hey, wait a minute. You telling me humans? All right. Y'all didn't answer. Okay.
Dr. Strange shit.
Shit. Cody thought this shit was so good. He went to that fucking Dormammu universe or whatever and shit when he sipped this goddamn trash. So he was like, holy shit, K&L, I came to bargain.
Mm, yep.
Yeah, and they said, no, nigga, you're going to pay $329. What you going to
do? Sure, that's what happened. Like, oh, okay.
Cody was already outside. Cody was outside the store with the box. He's like, hey, wait a minute. He's like, I guess I'm already here. Then. Shit, yeah. How many did they have left at K&L, by the way?
I think last time I checked, one. Mm. At least at the Culver City store. I think they said two at the Hollywood store, but that's it.
Okay, but nobody driving out there. We ain't going to.
Yeah. So at least one in Culver City, two in Hollywood.
Yeah, if you go to any of the Orange County bottle shops, people, you can get them now. This bottle right now for $2.99, as Cody said, or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. Most places have them for $2.99. K&L is the only one that's selling it for over $300 that I know of in the area, which I don't know why, but whatever. I think it's because they went up on the price, if I'm not mistaken. Because I remember we were talking about that a year ago, because they were...
I think they were $2.99 at some point. Close.
Yeah. Were they like $2.60? I did feel like they were even less than that and it went up or something, but they might have been $2.99 too, whatever. I thought they were less, but it went up and that's when me and Cody was like, ain't that a bitch? I might have been right before I got mine too.
Because
I think I was originally going to get it from there, but that never worked out. And as much shit as I bought from K&L, I've heard about these secret points that people get and they let you buy like really rare. I've never gotten these goddamn purchases.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, they clearly somebody sucking some points? Dick for some cheeseburgers. You
got a point system? Ain't gonna fool me.
Yeah, back in the day, back in the Hollywood, they'd be like, oh man, the more you buy here, like they rack it up for you and stuff. And like you get like at the end of the year, like to choose between like some Pappy bottles and stuff like that. I was just like, well, I've been shopping at this motherfucker for I don't know how long. And I ain't got that call.
Yeah,
for not a fucking thing. Yeah, not for a goddamn thing.
Shopping there for 5 years. So, 6 years.
Basically, when we started this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, what that tells me is somebody was in the back of that building with some cheeseburgers. Catch my drift. So, but I give this a last drop. I mean, I already rated it last year, whatever. Man. I was just sipping it to sip it, to be honest, whatever and shit, because it's just so fucking good, whatever. And
so fucking good.
Can only pull it out every now and then. I don't, honestly, I gotta be honest, I don't know what to pull these out for, to be honest. It's like, well, I guess, like, for friends, but not fuck them. You know, it's like, here, you can get some of it. Hey, Cody, you know what I got for them friends, Cody? There you go. Some Blanco, actually. Got that fuck Blanco. Them friends. Yeah, fuck them friends, Cody. Cody pointing at this bottle right here, and I go like, yeah, that's cool, Cody, but how about some Malo High?
Yeah,
how about
there you go, High Proof. There you go, man.
Yeah, you go fuck yourself.
Take your ass at the top shelf.
Yeah. What are you looking at? Hey, Cody, okay, fuck it. How about a throwback for you then? I give you some of that Nosotros. There you go. Yeah, how about that? No. I like that bottle up there. No. What you like, Cody, what you like it right now is you're going to try something new. You're going to try this for a couple of times. Yeah. You're going to try something, but it ain't going to be that. Get you so fucked up on other shit. You're going to forget about that bottle. Fucking friends. Shit, what friends? Shit, this is my friend. Shit, all $300 of it right now. Yeah. Shit, we talking about having money in that Dave Chappelle skit. Just mute that bottle. Like, hold on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's about to be me too. Fuck that.
I am curious to try this for dinner with something or whatever.
That'd be like a specialized dinner too, like some good shit.
I always do like a little special New Year's dinner with like a nice filet mignon or a ribeye or a cowboy steak with some lobster and some shrimp and stuff like that. That might be the thing I pull this out with. Yeah, because like, I tell you what though, too, even if you like had a long day and you fucked up and you eating tacos out of a truck and you had some of this, that shit will make you forget what time it is in the middle of the night. Like, it's good for a lot of occasions. I just wouldn't recommend using it for a lot of these.
No.
This is a very special luxury. Like I said, this is a luxurious bottle. So, well, I'm glad you finally was able to purchase that bottle.
Fantastic, man. Check that off the list, finally.
Yeah, because I'm dying about it. I'm telling you, and as you can tell from the photo, every time I saw that bottle being poured, I'd go run right to it and be like, yeah, let me get some of that, dude, right there. Like, even in the bottom of the design, too. Like, you see that little...
Yeah.
Mountain top inside of it or whatever. That shit looks gorgeous. So dope. I love the label too. Just or the
simple
the etching in it.
But elegant.
It's just classy as fuck. Dude. Look at it. Yeah. It's so classy. I love it.
Man. Fantastic.
Imported by Terra Nova Spirits in Sacramento, California. Yep. Well, it's about time Sacramento did something correct. So, you know. I always felt like that part of California was pretty useless, so it kind of still is, whatever. But hey, at least they import this, so that means they, you know, they're offering something now. So, you know, yeah. I always felt like that was the boonies. He's like, yeah, you don't want to go there. Yeah, you don't want to go to that part of town. Trust me, I've been there recently. It's a shithole. Anyway, anywhere where there's a state capital or something like that, it's usually always, you'd be like, ooh, wouldn't go over there.
I went to Sacramento once. It's fine. It's okay.
Like how Cody's head tilted, like he got possessed by something.
It's fine.
It's okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to get out of here, folks. I got nothing else to say about this because it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's magical. Next week, I guess, is our quote-unquote tequila week, if you will, even though every week is tequila week this month with Electra and Nahil. So I don't remember what I'm doing, but I'm sure I have it written down. But it's an extra Añejo, so it's going to be fucking high quality because all of them are. So stay tuned, people. Next week's episode, whatever. And we're going to get wrapped up. I was like, what did I have last week? I forgot already, but I remember now. Anyway, though, folks, I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.